KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Governor Jared Polis has extended a statewide fire ban through the end of the month. The ban was enacted in August as three of the four major wildfires burning in Colorado at the time were caused by humans. The Bureau of Land Management announced Wednesday that the lightning-caused Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction is now fully contained. The wildfire grew to 139,000 acres, the largest in state history. The extension of Polis's fire ban comes as much of the Four Corners is experiencing extreme drought after a weak monsoon season. The U.S. Drought Monitor says both native plants and rangeland are feeling the drought's impact. Colorado is winding down a COVID-19 health equity committee formed to tackle gaping racial and ethnic disparities the virus exposed. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
In Colorado and the U.S., Black and Latino residents are getting sick and dying from COVID-19 at higher rates than white people. In April, the governor set up the 19-member COVID-19 Health Equity Response Team to help address the inequities. Deidre Johnson of the Center for African American Health said she learned last month the volunteer group would be sunsetted.
I'm disappointed. I was a little surprised. And I think the best way to deploy resources is to hear what's happening on the ground.
A spokeswoman said the governor's office will continue to solicit feedback from community partners to lessen health inequities. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is KSJD News.